USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they call a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Eric Adams commanded a 10-point lead in the first-choice votes in New York City's Democrat mayoral primary Tuesday. Late returns showed the Brooklyn borough president well ahead of the pack, but it will be a couple of weeks before a winner can actually be declared. Absentee ballots won't be counted until next month. The general election is in November. More than 150 employees at a Houston hospital system who refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine have been fired or resigned after a judge dismissed an employee lawsuit over the vaccine requirement. A spokesperson for the Houston Methodist Hospital System said 153 employees either resigned in the two-week suspension period or were terminated on Tuesday. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention said that while a small number of health problems have been reported, COVID-19 vaccines are safe and highly effective. A month ahead of the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, the city has another reason to celebrate. Giant panda Shinshin has given birth to twin cubs at Weno Zoo, the first panda birth there in 4 years. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden on Wednesday is projected to blame the crime waves across America on guns rather than post-protest tolerance for lawlessness and the human element. Another issue for the Biden administration is their lack of response to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee calls their efforts incompetent on Fox News.
The Biden-Harris administration is incompetent and foolish when it comes to managing illegal immigration. They're literally telling people that we've sent to Mexico because they didn't show up for their asylum hearing. Hey, you can come back and start over again. The Biden administration supports eliminating cash bail, basically letting everybody out. Look at what's happened in New York. The cops arrest a guy Monday morning. They're out Monday afternoon. So all these policies are blowing up in the Biden-Harris administration's face.
Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned by President Biden to fix the problem. To date, nothing tangible has been done at the border to stop the massive flow of illegal immigrants, drugs, and sex trafficking. The vice president did visit Guatemala and Mexico and talked to leaders in those countries. Vanessa Bryan has settled her wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. That's the company that owned the doomed helicopter in the crash that killed basketball player Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gigi, and seven others in February of 2020. But the terms of the settlement are confidential, and the court still needs to sign off on the agreement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.